This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Trying to bring you better stuff in 2021, like LJ's new song, Chain Smoking, which is on Apple iTunes now and everywhere downloadable. You should get it right away. And then Dr. Sadie Allison, old friend of the show, incredibly hot sex expert, really like the cutting edge. Love CBD, drsadie.com, ticklekitty.com. She has seen, done it all, and now she's finding the latest and the greatest.
Our next guest is a sex expert and pleasure coach who holds a doctorate in human sexuality. She has sold millions of books with titles such as Ride 'Em Cowgirl, Tickle His Pickle, and The Mystery of the Undercover Clitoris, as well as being the driving force behind TickleKitty.com and the creator of Go Love, the pleasure-enhancing CBD lube, available at GoLoveCBD.com. And today, she's here to talk about two new toys available through the TickleKitty website. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Dr. Sadie Allison.
Have you been? Happy New Year.
Hey there. Happy New Year to you, too. I've missed you guys.
I know. I follow you on Instagram, and I keep up with you, but, you know, it's you haven't been able to go out and tour. You haven't been around. You know, it's been that weird space, right?
It really has, and especially for me, because I love doing radio shows, and you're right. I do go around. I fly across the country to my favorite shows, which you are one of them. And I've been stuck at home, so I'm just happy I can still speak to you over the phone.
Well, this new, the Master Wand and the French Kiss Sweet Talker, I always laugh because it's fantastic, it's fun, but it's also the ridiculous nature of being a man. Women are so much prettier and better, and just everything about you guys is so much better. This is half a motorcycle grip. It's kind of a pipe wrench shape, but it's got like a motorcycle-style grip. And then you attach it. You can either hit the, like we always refer to it as the sweet spot, or you say you can actually stroke with it. Explain this to me, the open sleeve. I'm not even sure how to explain this thing.
You're doing good so far. You're always so good with the toys, Johnny. So the Master Wand is a really innovative toy. You've probably heard of the product that's called the Magic Wand. It's kind of like got that long handle. It's got like the tennis ball shaped thing at the tip, and people use it for back massage too.
Sure, the Hitachi stuff,
Yes, exactly. So this product, the Master Wand, was actually kind of modeled after that. That's for the men. So you've got a handheld part that you hold on to, and it's the battery pack or it's the rechargeable pack. And at the tip, it's got like this kind of like a C-shaped piece. So imagine holding your hand up in the size of a sheet, a C, with your thumb and curve your hand. And it's got a silicone piece at the top that actually hugs the man tool, your manhood. And so you turn it on, it vibrates. And you can go ahead and do what you do, and it vibrates. And what's really cool is, you know, the frenulum, right? That's the anatomy. It's the underside of the helmet.
For lovingly known as the sweet spot, that's the finisher.
That's right. It comes into that little V on the underside on the helmet. So that is super sensitive with a lot of extra nerve endings that actually a lot of men don't really realize. If you focus on that particular spot, for some men, it's as sensitive as the clitoris.
And
you just got to explore it. So this Master Wand actually can stimulate your frenulum unlike any other toy.
And I was laughing because I go, in all honesty, I think in as many years on this planet of masturbating, I wonder if my muscle memory would be able to change hand position.
I bet I bet it would, because I think you're pretty talented with this stuff. Maybe we need a follow-up call for that.
Right? I can't even go left. I just feel like I'm wasting time with that. And I asked Nikki if she could. Can you masturbate with both your hands? I'm talking to you.
Oh, me?
No, you, doctor. I'm sorry, because I already asked Nikki. Sorry.
I want to know if Nikki can.
I'm not that coordinated at all. I can only focus right-handed.
Well, some people, I could actually do it with my left hand, of course, because, you know, I'm a self-pleasure expert. However, it's almost like you have a new lover, because it's so different than what you're used to. It's like, hey, I got a new lover in the room.
Well, yeah, no, that's the old joke. You turn it around backwards and call it the stranger? Or you sleep on your arm, wait till it falls, goes dead? Yeah.
that's right. By the way, this Master Wand, it's totally portable. And when you're traveling, even if you're just driving over to your girlfriend's house and you're bringing your little pleasure bag, it actually has a security travel lock. And what's cool about that is I'm sure anyone that's moved around with sex toys has had the experience where the thing turns on at the worst time, just by itself for no problem, whether that be at the airport or, you know, stored in your purse. Embarrassing, right?
Right.
So these new security travel locks are really cool on these modern toys, so you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, because and that really does happen. Trust me, because everybody does the same thing, or I think a lot of people do it. You go on vacation, you're like, bring the fun. So it goes into a bag. I'm like, listen, that's your business. So you got to put it in your carry-on. And at first, my girlfriend would get super embarrassed because they'd be like, what's in this bag? Because it looks weird underneath the scanner, right? Because you carry on.
Mm-hmm.
And she's so old school now. She's like, dildos. Want to see them? like it's just nothing. This one lady, I had to carry the lube one time and it was way too big of a jar. But it's all that there was. And I just threw it in there.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, baby, you can't take this. And I go, well, that's not such a problem for me, but it's going to be a long weekend for this one. And she just, you could see the lady was like, oh, and I'm like, yeah. Yeah.
Did she offer you to go back to check in and put it in your main luggage?
I didn't have any main luggage at all. No, I never check luggage. I always just carry on.
That's smart.
I know. Well, it's fun. Well, listen, here's the thing. The smart thing in this COVID social distancing, God damn it, if I never hear that term again. But you take a little time out. If you've got a partner or you've only got yourself, why not get a whole arsenal? If I was a girl in 2020, I'd have spent every dime on vibrators, dildos, anything I could masturbate with. If I was a girl, I would have a whole wing put on my house, because there isn't that much great for a man, but there's incredible stuff for a girl. Like this French Kiss Sweet Talker, that's somewhere between a womanizer and a vibrator. And this is going to be your world here. You're going to have to explain this one.
And an oral lover. So it's called the French Kiss Sweet Talker on Tickle Kitty. And what I love about this one is it's so unique because it's not a toy that goes inside. And it's small, fits in the palm of your hand. And it actually has an open oval shape at the front part. So you can actually snuggle it up against yourself and your vulva and move it around. So it's got a vibrator. It's high quality silicone. And it's got several different speeds, and it has a little flicking little silicone tongue in the middle. So you can really use this toy in a lot of different ways, depending on where exactly you like it on yourself. If you like it on the tip or all around or in circles around the tip, if you're extra sensitive. So you've got the vibration, a little bit of suction, and the nice wide area, because some of the products out there really focus this fine tuning right on the tip of your pleasure button, but that's too sensitive for a lot of women. So with this product, you've got so many nervings on your inner labia just as well. And some women get to the big O from just outer stimulation around the pleasure button and not right on it. So this particular French Kiss Sweet Talker can give you those different varieties and opportunities to really explore yourself in new ways.
Listen, we are just one step closer to men being completely just worthless. I mean, if we couldn't lift heavier things and get stuff and do stuff that you don't want to do, I don't even know why you'd let us in your house. I have no idea.
Well, you know, nothing can take the place of your warm, sweet bodies. I'll tell you that.
No.
However, it's very true. Nothing can take the place of the real thing. But when you add these sex toys and pleasure products, and ones for both of you, I always recommend to couples, especially for guys that are still a little intimidated, is get products that you can use together at the same time. There's tons of couples products. And then also, like today, we talked about the Master Wand for him. And we talked about the French kiss sweet talker for her. So make it even, make it fair, make it fun and comfortable. And you use these on each other during foreplay. And even if you laugh and get silly, that's the whole point.
Yeah, of course.
Having fun.
Well, and look, you're all getting the checks. Like T pointed out earlier, you know, put the stimulus in the stimulus check. This is exactly what the government wants you to do with it. Make sure you take a little of that money and you spend $59 on the Master Wand. And what does the French kiss sweet talker cost?
The French kiss is the same price. And by the way, I always love to give your listeners an exclusive discount when I'm on your show because I love you guys. So today, 15% off anything you want store-wide. Just use the code Johnny Bear and you'll be even more set.
And so I love this. Who doesn't love a talented tongue, it says, especially one that somehow knows just what you love? A real sweet talker, 12 sensual flutter speeds. And the good part is, as a girl, every girl knows this, and as a guy, hopefully you've learned this, is... we've talked about it. When a guy hears a girl start to get into it, if she lets you know that it's really good, for some reason, that translates to a guy to hit third, fourth, and fifth gear. And you're like, what she's saying is don't change a thing. But instead, we somehow mash the accelerator and go for broke. This will never do that.
That's right. And one thing I want people to keep in mind is one, you always want to use a lubricant when you're with a woman because a lot of women, especially if you're middle age, we don't produce enough natural lubrication anymore, or maybe you never did. And that's okay. Everybody's body's different, and that's why a lubricant exists. And it just makes it more slippery, more pleasurable. You don't have uncomfortable friction, and then everyone's having a good time. And I've also, you know about my Go Love CBD lube.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. It's amazing. I have two friends.
Thank you.
I have two friends that have mooched two different bottles off me now. Like, I'm like, hey, you know, they sell it online. He's like, I know. But he and his girl are absolutely in love with this stuff. You know what? And my girlfriend loved it as well. And you tried it, didn't you?
I actually gave it to a friend, the unnamed friend who loved it.
Yeah.
She'd had problems to where it wasn't always so that like the sensation she'd have
sure.
pain, to
yeah,
be honest
of course,
with you.
Of course.
And she said it was night and day difference. Like, couldn't rave about it more.
No,
I love to hear that. I've heard so much good feedback too. It's so humbling because this particular product, it's not just a lube for pleasure, but if someone has discomfort, dryness, or pain for some reason, that's what the CBD does. Is it helps reduce that. So changes your whole love life. And I also, for your listeners, of course, always give a discount because I love you guys. So on golovecbd.com, which is where you have to get the lube. 15% off with Johnny Dare as well.
Tell me something, Doc Sadie. This is it's a strange question, but you'll have to follow me. I have a musician friend who's been on the road, and let's just say he's studied women over the years, and he believes with all his heart that greater than 90% of all women can ejaculate, can be a squirter. He really believes, and he goes, that's my success rate.
Wow. Okay. So that's a really fun conversation and topic. So every woman's body is capable of squirting, just like every woman is capable of having an orgasm.
So he was right.
Okay. However, it takes a lot of extra time and practice to understand and learn and train yourself to be able to do that. So it's not necessarily easy. 1 in 10 women actually can have G-spot ejaculate orgasms. And you can train yourself, but it takes a certain technique that takes confidence in the person that's offering the technique, a certain kind of speed. And the woman has to receive it in a certain way, focusing on certain things and flexing her pelvic muscle, which is your orgasm muscle. So he must be a pro at having learned how to give them. And this is something that adult entertainment and porn can actually teach you. You may have seen scenes where it seems like he might be stroking her in a certain way, awfully fast.
Right.
But that is the way for a lot of women to actually learn how to do it. It takes a certain pressure, a certain angle, and a certain speed. That seems a little fast, but that's kind of how it works.
And then T got all weird with it. Then we started talking about it on the air. And then he and his wife got into it. And you know how weird T is. He somehow got in his head, and it does work what he says, but I was like, man, that's where your head went. So he felt like the doorway in their bedroom was the correct width for your legs to be apart, like for whatever, that was an important part. And then standing up, and then he would go to town on her, and he goes, that's how you do it. And I go, well, I don't think every girl wants to stand in a doorway. And a lot of times they are not going to be that comfortable. You're like, hey, get in the doorway.
Well, that's T-bone for you.
Yeah, yeah, right? Yeah.
But, you know, that can work. And then, you know, I'm picturing it. And if she's standing and maybe she has one leg lifted and it's on the other, you know, the other part of the doorway, she actually has leverage. She might be leaning up on one side, her foot holding her, you know, on with the other side of the doorway. And he has, you know, good access with the right curve of his arm.
Were they on the floor or the door jam?
They're both on the floor, pressing up against the, you know, each side of the doorway entry. But yeah, but the heels were even with the very back of the doorway. Shoulders kind of bent back a bit to where it hit like the middle, that little middle spot where it stops the door. And then hips were pushed forward all the way towards the front, to be even with the front of the doorway.
So he's got a little weird OCD obsession. I don't know if it has anything to do with the sex at all. But yeah, you understand. Would you hear what he's talking about? Like, things have to be matching and lined up in his head somehow, mm-hmm. in a lateral and in a linear situation. I don't know that it really mattered to her, but he'll swear to you this is the only way to make it work for him.
But it's an easier way to find it too, because you got your markings.
He's so goddamn weird. I wish you could make this up, Doc.
I know. I just hope that you laid down a towel on the floor underneath where you guys are standing. So
yes.
Nice and clean.
That was my thought as I go, dude, you have carpet in your bedroom, don't you? Oh, so disgusting. You were so disgusting.
You know, and that's, you know, it is the new year. And I always like to tell people, you know, on New Year's Eve, we all make our New Year's Eve resolutions about working out more or quitting that job you don't like or breaking up with someone. But I always say, you know, what are your love resolutions for the year? How would you like your love life to be different by this time next year? And write it down and make your resolution list, right? Your Valentine resolution. That's actually coming up. But one of them that I like to always tell people is to make a commitment with your partner to try at least 5 new pleasure techniques.
Yeah.
Because when people ask me, you know, they say, gosh, you know, we've been together so long, it's a little boring, we do the same old positions, how do we make this fun again? And the magical answer that's pretty straightforward is you have to do new things.
Yeah.
And that's where pleasure products, techniques, talking dirty to each other, even communicating about your fantasies. A lot of people have
Absolutely.
Them and have never talked about them.
Listen, you got to go deep. If you're going to be bothering to do it, then, I mean, look, it's all mental, right? That's the one thing, and that's what my friend who did all the studies with the women and the ejaculation, and he always, that was his thing. He goes, you got to get inside their head. He goes, that's where it is. He goes, that's how it all happens.
That's right. Someone's got to take the lead, because it can be, you know, if it's something you haven't done, it can be a little like, I'm not sure if they're going to want to, or will I sound weird, or are they going to think I'm... So someone's got to be brave enough to just decide that I'm going to take the lead here, and I'm going to spearhead making things, you know, adding some new things to the bedroom.
Well, don't
and
you...
one easy way to do that, Donnie, is to, what I always say is, be a generous lover. Like, when was the last time you said, honey, you're laying down tonight, we're having foreplay, and I'm going to just cherish you and ravish you and get you all these places I want you to be, and I don't want anything in return. This is all about a one-way street giving to you. And then maybe tomorrow night or next week will be my turn. But if you take turns, especially for the woman where she knows she can just relax and get into it and doesn't have to worry about giving back to you at the same time, that'll open up your woman to whole new heights of pleasure.
Well, and that's it. That's it. And a girl's just got to be, and look, Nick, you've been married a long time and you have a good sex life, right? Mm-hmm. You got to be able to get outside of your own head.
Yeah.
You have to turn everything off, right?
That's so much more helpful to
guys,
do that.
Guys, we can do that. Like, a guy can do it like this.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm not worried about what my body, just don't put a mirror near me. I don't want to see what I'm doing. But
you don't want a mirror.
I want to look at her, but man, I've caught my own reflection. You're like, what are you doing? Like, you weird looking anger monkey.
Oh, yeah.
And it's. But girls, like, if they can quit thinking about what do I look like, what's my butt look like in this position, whatever, and let it go.
That's the hard part.
Then they'll know what real sex is. They'll know what real pleasure is.
Yep. You're absolutely right. So many women have to get out of their heads. And another thing is to slow it all down, because for a woman, we know that it takes at least about 20 minutes of foreplay just to get her body warmed up and blood flowing and to get her where guys are right out of the gate. There was a survey I just said recently that said from the time a guy starts to get excited and he's ready to go and he's like full attention is about 30 seconds or less. He's ready to go. And then the average time that a session of intercourse lasts is about 5 minutes if it's a good day. So when you think about the average of what guys, how fast they're going in the bedroom because their bodies are fast like that, guys, slow it down. Take your time. Give the time that she's going to need, and then your sex is going to be better. I guarantee it.
You're saying that when a guy walks in a room and just pulls his penis out and swings it around, she's not instantly boiling hot?
Oh, speak to yourself.
No. When she sees what? You mean the pink helicopter won't get it done?
My favorite. I can be in the worst mood. That's the best.
Dude, I'm telling you, a girl's got to understand, a girl runs toward an orgasm. You're constantly trying to get there. And over the years, you do realize in a girl's mind, she's got to concentrate and she doesn't want to miss it because you can lose it. As a guy, we are backpedaling the second someone touches our penis. I mean, I'm literally digging my heels and sliding down that hill, but I'm picking up speed. I'm like, I come on, hold back. But it's so wildly different, the experience that we're having.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of my dead grandma crawling up my leg with a knife in her teeth.
Oh, God.
I'm just trying to think.
But that's the easy solution to that, though, Johnny, is you guys are going to finish at some point.
Sure.
No problem with that. Almost always, you're going to end up getting yours at some point.
Right.
But for her, it's questionable. It depends. Is her body, was her body ever warmed up enough? Did you ever finish her? Or was she too up in her head? So if you just slow it down, and if you feel that you're getting to that point of no return, then stop. Do something different. I don't want to get too graphic, but stop and pause and do something for her. And then it keeps getting her more to that point. And then, maybe a half hour later, both you guys can get there together. And wow, that's how you're going to get it back tenfold.
Yeah, no, it's all animal cruelty in my head at that point. I'm just... It's awful.
Jesus. I was just thinking, it usually takes 5 minutes to catch up, but I don't normally have to go, dead deer, dead deer.
Hey, listen, it's supposed to be fun. Sex is supposed to be fun. And again, if you want some information, Dr. Sadie Allison, she's got all the websites for everything you want. DrSadie.com for information, GoLoveCBD for the best lube, TickleKitty.com for the best toy. She is the sex expert, Dr. Sadie Allison, the master wand and the new French kiss sweet talker for ladies. And anytime, Doc, it's good to hear your voice. Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year to you, too. So good to be on with you guys again. And you're right. Now is no better time because everyone's stuck at home. So you're looking for some entertainment and you can get a little toy. It doesn't cost that much. So, I totally recommend perfect time to improve on your sex life. And, hey, if you guys ever want to check me out on Instagram, it's at Dr. Sadie Allison.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
You do want to check her.
Oh, no, she's those pics. I'm like, and you're just getting better looking. This is disturbing.
She weren't so damn nice.
She's hot.
I just got to applaud you.
And she's got a great husband. He's a wonderful cat. They get their business together. Super happy. It was when she told me that you taught other girls to masturbate in high school. I was like, that, by the way, that's my sell point. Like, if I talk into any other radio talk, I go, you should have Dr. Sadie Allison on. Make sure you ask her how she got interested in sexuality. And they're like, okay. I'm like,
that's cool. Yeah, you have always like that. And I don't know if I've told you, but when I was in high school and I was teaching my girlfriends how to have orgasms, my nickname was Little Dr. Ruth.
Oh. Been the best.
That's what I used to be called back then.
Did you just crush boys? When you broke up with a boy at that part in life, because it's also new, and you think you're inventing it, right? When you're a guy. They must have been crushed when you're like, and you're done. I got to move on. They're still pining away for you.
Well, what's interesting is I grew up in the 70s in San Francisco, and my parents were hippies. And there wasn't shame or guilt or any of those things around my household. It was, I used to find their Playboy magazines under the bed, and we talked about sex here and there. Not a lot, but I grew up feeling, not with any of that shame. So when I got into it and I started having boyfriends, I was having pleasure. I was giving. I was receiving. I wasn't inhibited and felt weird. And so I had a great sex life in high school. And I think I used to scare the guys. You know, you're asking about breaking their hearts, but I was so comfortable with myself that, and for a high school boy to have a girl who was just, you know, and I would wear lingerie and like sexy stuff. So I think I just scared the hell out of him.
Yeah. I was getting hand jobs, you know, parked at a cemetery, just gritting my teeth through the skin coming off of the girl. Like, oh, it's so bad what you're doing to me right now. But
at least you're trying.
That's it. That's exactly right. It's so fun. Look, sex is supposed to be fun. Again, Dr. Sadie Allison, if you got information that you're looking for, you can go to her website, you can buy her books, you can get her Go Love CBD at golovecbd.com, ticklekitty.com for all the toys, everything we've talked about today. Doc, I will talk to you very, very soon.
Thanks for having me on. I miss you guys. Have a great day.
Bye, sweetie.
Thanks, honey.
That's true, by the way. Like, just squinching your eyes, you're like, but someone's touching it.
It'll seriously go like a game of hot potato. You're like, okay, you know.
You're giving me a goddamn Indian burn. I swear to God. I remember the girl's name. I don't want to say it because she lives here, but she, God love her. God love you for doing it. But damn.
Each one of you have stupid stories that I can't get out of my head. Yours is being in a field and your neighbor's yelling
Dude,
at you.
That's so true. Her name was Kim. And the neighbor came out and I thought, you know, oh, it's so terrible. We're in this field behind my parents' house. It was out in the country. You know, it was back in Olathe was a lot less populated. And so there's a field and a pond. It's acres. And there's these giant hay bales. And so we're running around and stuff. And it's summertime. And one thing led to another. And then we're behind this, out in the middle of this field. Right? And I figure we're just, like in my head, we're just so far away. You don't think about how sound carries.
Like on a lake.
And all of a sudden you just hear this guy. And it's my neighbor. And he goes, John. Take it somewhere else. And I was like, oh. I'm like hanging out of the back of this car. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. So for you, that's my visual. For T, it's the bread bag Ziploc condom improvised under a bridge in the back of a van.
That's so gross. That's so gross.
It's a sandwich baggie, not a whole
not a whole wonder.
Well, I didn't have anything. I mean, it's like out of nowhere. You had to find something.
Yeah, they're called condoms in stores.
I did, but you know, there wasn't time to go to a store. And
yeah, there was. Yes, there was.
No, because...
Yes, there was. There's always time to go to a store.
No, there's not. Whenever it's in between the time, whenever... You know, I had the time planned out. Okay,
I just want to go back and look at that girl and go... Why would you let a guy stuff a sandwich bag in you? Like, what kind of a little piglet were you banging? Like, what kind of a mentally damaged, what terrible thing happened to her that she's like, okay, at least you like me?
She was new at it also. You know, the first girl I wound up getting.
You were kids.
Yeah,
no. Would you let a dude stuff
I wouldn't have gotten in the van.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.